This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Well, the health ministry in Gaza says that the Palestinian death toll from the war between Israel and Hamas in the besieged territory has surpassed 25,000. Israel has announced the death of another hostage in Gaza, a 19-year-old soldier. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Israeli military is confirming the death of Sergeant Shai Levinson, one of 250 hostages taken by Hamas in the October 7 attack. His body is still in Gaza, according to Israeli media. As Gaza's health ministry reports that the Palestinian death toll has surpassed 25,000, Israel continues its bombing campaign and ground invasion of the Gaza Strip, attempting to eliminate Hamas and ensure the return of remaining hostages. Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to reject Hamas's demands for troop withdrawals or a ceasefire. Only a complete victory will ensure the elimination of Hamas and the return of all our hostages, Netanyahu says in a video statement. He is also rejecting calls from the U.S. for post-war plans that would include a path to Palestinian statehood. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of Brussels, Belgium on Sunday to demand economic and diplomatic sanctions against Israel and an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the report.
Police estimated that 9,000 pro-Palestinian protesters marched through the streets of Brussels on Sunday. Spokesman for the Belgo-Palestinian Association said he did not believe the solution to the conflict between Israel and Hamas was military and condemned Israel for collectively punishing Palestinians for the October 7th attacks on Israel. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
And again, the health ministry in Gaza says that Palestinian death toll from the war between Israel and Hamas in the besieged territory has now surpassed 25,000. This is VOA News. Russian officials on Sunday blamed Ukraine for a deadly blast in the Russia-controlled Ukrainian city of Donetsk, killing at least 27 and injuring 25, and another attack on a site run by Russia's second-largest natural gas producer.
Following recent Russian hypersonic missile attacks on Ukraine's two largest cities, Ukrainian civilians are again answering the call to military service. More than 20,000 civilians have participated in this course, teaching tactical and first aid skills since the beginning of the war. Most are women. One area resident and trainee told the Associated Press that more people training means the sooner this war will end. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Cameroon will be the first country to routinely give children a new malaria vaccine as the shots are rolled out in Africa. Campaign is due to begin Monday in the Central African nation. It's being described as a milestone in the decades-long effort to curb malaria on the continent, which accounts for 95% of the world's death from the disease. Gavi Vaccines Alliance is helping Cameroon secure the shots and working with 20 other African countries. Vaccine is only about 30% effective, but the World Health Organization says that it would still dramatically reduce severe infections and hospitalizations. The small northeastern U.S. state of New Hampshire holds its presidential primary on Tuesday. The state, which prides itself on independence and creating havoc, takes an added interest with Sunday's news that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ended his campaign, making it a two-person Republican contest. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti is there. Explains how the Granite State could turn politics upside down Tuesday.
The Democratic National Committee demoted New Hampshire from its historic spot as the first state primary in favor of South Carolina, with its more diverse voters. Angry state party officials scheduled the primary anyway.
We are going to the polls on Tuesday.
On the Republican side, a different kind of drama. The Donald Trump rally doesn't begin for another 4 hours.
We love the Trumpster. He fights for us.
How many wars did we have when he was president? Everybody was happy. Everybody was making money.
Former President Donald Trump is pulling in the crowds at his rallies and polling at just over 50% among New Hampshire voters. Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is at 35% in the Boston Globe poll.
Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.